The Refugees. Scene 1. In a room in the house of Javed Rana, a local chieftain, that is, the leader of people of a village in Gujarat. The year is 936 AD. Javed Rana and a number of other men are present. Two servants stand beside him, fanning him. Javed Rana is sitting on his throne, surrounded by his advisors. They are in the middle of a discussion. Suddenly, there is an interruption. A messenger rushes in, bows before Javed Rana, and stands with bowed head, waiting for permission to speak. Javed Rana says, "Don't you see that we are in the middle of a very important discussion? Did anybody give you permission to interrupt us so rudely? Well, man, speak. Tell me quickly why you have come rushing in." The messenger says, "Forgive me, my lord. I came only because it is urgent. Anas Rana himself asked me to come straight to you and to bring you this message. It is a matter of great urgency." Javed Rana says, "Well, give me the message then." The messenger hands over a scroll to one of the servants. The servant offers it to Javed Rana. Javed Rana signals to one of his advisors to take the scroll and read it. Advisor 1 says, "To His Highness Javed Rana from his humble servant Anas Rana. Your Highness, it has come to my notice that a ship carrying a group of people from a foreign country has come to the shores of your land. I have prevented them from landing, saying that without permission from you, they will not be allowed to set foot upon your soil. I await your orders, my lord. Tell me what to do with them. There are old people and women among them, and they look peaceable. Awaiting your orders, your humble servant Anas Rana." Javed Rana says, "A ship which was carrying many people from a foreign land. What do you think we should do?" Advisor 1 says, "They may be dangerous. I think Anas Rana should be asked to chase them away from our shores." Advisor 2 says, "On the other hand, sire, Anas Rana himself says that they look peaceable, and there are old men and women among them. Why don't you ask them to send the representatives to meet you here? Anas Rana could escort them and see to it that they are not carrying arms." Javed Rana says, "Yes, I think that sounds sensible. Let us find out what they want before we send them away. Write a reply quickly and send it to Anas Rana through this fellow. Tell him that only 4 of their people should be allowed to come and they should not be armed." Advisor 2 says, "Yes, my lord." He says to the messenger, "Come with me. I will give you the reply." Scene 2. Same scene as before with Javed Rana, his advisors and servants. Suddenly, there is a stir and a group of people come in, led by Anas Rana. Among the strangers is an old man, bearded and wearing the robe of a priest, holding a swinging bowl with the sacred fire burning in it. The 4 strangers in the group are dressed differently from the local people. Anas Rana says, "Your Highness, respectful greetings." Javed Rana says, "Thank you, Anas. Welcome to my house. And who are these strangers that you have brought with you? Where do they come from? Do they speak our language?" Anas Rana says, "The old man does. Speak stronger and tell our Rana Sahib who you are and what you want from him." The old man says, "We come in peace, sire, strangers from the distant land of Persia. We had to leave our land and come away because we were no longer safe there. Help us, most gracious ruler. All we ask is refuge and a chance to live in peace." Javed Rana says, "You are welcome to stay here, most gracious stranger. You and your people can live in safety in our country." The old man says, Thank you, Your Gracious Highness. I thank you on behalf of my poor people who have been searching for refuge for many years and have now found it in this most beautiful of countries. Javed Rana says, But tell me first, what do you need from me, apart from permission to live in my land? Old man says, We want freedom, Your Highness, freedom to bring up our children according to the customs and traditions of our country and religion. Javed Rana says, I grant you the right to that. What else do you need? The old man says, A small piece of land to till, Your Highness, so that we may work and earn our bread and not be a burden upon the people of your country. Javed Rana says, Granted. But in return, O stranger, what will you be able to do for the country that has adopted you? The old man says, Before I tell you that, Your Highness, may I ask for something? Javed Rana replies, Certainly. The old man says, May I have a small bowl of milk and some sugar? Javed Rana claps his hands and signals. In a few minutes, a servant comes with a bowl of milk, which he hands to the old man. Together with some sugar on a plate, the old man hands over the sacred fire to one of the other strangers, then adds the sugar to the bowl of milk and stirs it well. He holds it up in his trembling hands. The old man says, Does any man here see the sugar that is in this bowl of milk? All of the bystanders say, No, no, no. The old man says, We shall try to be like the sugar in this bowl, sire, invisible, but present all the same, to sweeten the milk of human kindness that you have shown us. We will blend with your people, just like the sugar which has blended with the milk, adding sweetness to it. Javed Rana says, Well spoken, old man. We are pleased to welcome you and your fellow countrymen to our country. You will always be welcome here, and no one will trouble you because you follow a different religion. Live in peace among us as our neighbors and friends. The old man says, We salute this gracious and hospitable country and the people who live in it, and promise to become one of them henceforth. And that is how the Parsis came to the subcontinent and became one of its many people.